This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The shortstop to complete an interesting objective info is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, Jennifer off for a couple of days, looking at some of the pictures of the smoke from the California fires. Have you ladies looked at this? The explosion in size. Greenville, California was destroyed in this fire. And you look across some of the, it's called the Dixie Fire, some of the impact, Salt Lake City covered with smoke. Denver covered with smoke. Las Vegas covered with smoke. All from this fire. Burned down. This is the sixth largest fire in the history of the state of California. And so there are, this is, if you look at a map, it's northeast of San Francisco, sort of on the, it's not quite into Oregon, but it's moving up in that direction. It has, the air is so dry because they're having a drought there. Northern California, Oregon, Washington. Can you imagine what it's going to do? The cost of pretty much everything, the food that comes from this region, 16,000 acres. And it's not really contained at all, is it? Doesn't look like it's contained. Doesn't seem to be. So the damage that's been done and continues to be done. So what do you do? I mean, how do you combat something like this? You can't go in there with a fire hose. You have to, normally Mother Nature is responsible for what happens down the road. Rain, or you get to a point where there's nothing left to burn. You know, stuff like that. But the temperatures are so hot. There's a heat wave moving across the country this week, and it's 100 and some odd degrees in these areas. When Jack Stockwell joins us later on in this hour from Salt Lake City, he's had temperatures, he's been talking to me, 94 degrees, 98 degrees. And that's way hotter than it is. Because remember, that's a sort of mountainy area. And then you look across to Chicago, temperatures this week there, in the upper 90s, by the time it gets to us here on the East Coast, Victoria, you down in New Jersey, me here in New England, looks like 96, 98 degrees by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. And this smoke continues to blow across the country. So we'll feel it in the air. You may not feel it down in New Jersey, but I know we'll feel it in certain places. And you could see it in the air a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Or oh, absolutely. Yeah. It just looked like a big... It didn't look like fog. It just looked like haze. Yeah, and the sun, heavy. And when you look at the radar, the weird thing is when you, because I look at the radar every day. I live at the beach, so I'm always looking to see when storms are coming in or whatever. And it was a completely crystal clear radar, but you still couldn't see any sun. It was just all smoke.
Yeah, haze. So what's it like down in Nashville where you are, Jay? Is there, you have always hot and humid in the summertime anyway.
Yeah, it's, August is horrible. It's really humid right now. The allergies are through the roof. Ragweed is really thriving this week.
We've had so many pollen alerts.
Big week for ragweed.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this stuff, I feel it every day when we're on the air. The allergies that have been season long since the beginning, I've felt them since springtime, early springtime. And so it continues, and on it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. But just something that we all will have some, it'll approach us for most, most of the country. Probably not in the southeast, but they got their own problems down there. Did you see there were three people, three men, who are, they use the term, news media use the term first responders. In other words, if you're a fireman, if you're a policeman, if you're in public service, then you are a first responder. Three men have died in the past week. One was a firefighter, one was a police officer, the other was a sheriff's deputy. 3 days, one, two, three, all of them had COVID. and none of them, as far as I can see, had had shots. So if that brings home, I don't know what it takes to bring it home, bring the message home, ladies. But they, you know, their chiefs were all talking about what wonderful family men they were. And so, you know, there's another family. One of these guys, I think, is one of these families. They all said, "Nah, we're not going to get the vaccine." Every one of them died within days of each other down in Florida, according to a story in The Independent today. So it goes on. There were six members of a church in Florida who died within a week or so. And that some people say that going to church is a super spreader. Is it?
You're well, any, a mask it does, it's it? Not. But it's not just church. It's any indoor indoor area, you know, and that's a problem. So that could be indoor restaurants that don't have, you know, partitions and stuff up between tables. Anytime you're just jammed into a place. And like we said yesterday, we talked about the new studies that came out about those two outdoor music festivals. When you're outdoors and if you're packed together like sardines, it doesn't matter if you're outdoors. You've mm-hmm. now created an indoor environment. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you're still breathing similar air. If you can feel or even hear the person next to you breathing, you're too close.
Now, it's interesting, the church has announced, after all these people have died, they're going to offer vaccinations. There were six people in the last week that died in this church. So all of them were unvaccinated. So now the church has set up a clinic so that members of the church can come get a shot. I suppose it's better late than never. It doesn't help the people who died, but at least it's an acknowledgement. Meanwhile, the Canadian government says it will begin to allow us Americans, we Americans, who are fully vaccinated and have tested negative. So you got two things that you have to prove at the border. A, that you've had your shots, and B, that you have been tested and you are negative for the virus. Otherwise, forget about going to Canada. You won't be able to fly in. You won't be able to drive in. You won't be able to take a train. If you haven't been able to prove or you can't prove those two things, and this time of year is a big time of year for travel. Tourists that love to go to Canada, especially southern Canada, the southern cities, Montreal, wonderful city, Toronto, some of the great cities in Canada, or the plains. It's a wonderful, beautiful country. But you can't go unless the government says safety and security first. And that was the Minister of Health in Canada saying that. And so this is what's going on. I think there are other, the Europeans, what are the Europeans doing now when it comes to, I know Israel is kind of tight. I saw something, travel advisory for France and Israel. The CDC says it's the highest level. I don't know why it is in Israel, because everybody's got a shot and nobody's getting sick over there. Why are they doing that for Israel? Because of what's going on, the fighting?
Well, no, because the efficacy of the shots, according to Israeli studies, has dropped to 60-something percent. So they're doing boosters now for the older, more vulnerable people, and then eventually they're going to probably get everybody revaccinated.
Ireland, did you see that? The trouble, and what's going on with Ireland? Your family's from Ireland. Yeah. What is happening with... it seems to be a big problem there.
They've had a big problem with getting enough vaccines for people, and Ireland started out. They did a lockdown right away, and Ireland at one point around this time last year, Ireland was deemed the safest country on the planet. I mean, Ireland was number one for the fewest number of cases and things like that. And then people started traveling. People went in and out. Everybody went to Spain because, you know, everybody needs to go to Spain in August to get away from the bad Irish weather. And everyone came back with COVID. And now it's an island, you know. I mean, stuff spreads quickly on an island. And here they are.
Well,
so now they're on our list that we're not supposed to go see. We're not supposed to go to Ireland. I think... I mean, there's a whole list of countries now. It keeps changing, but we're not really supposed to go anywhere internationally except Canada if you're vaccinated or you can show a negative test. But other than that, you really shouldn't be going anywhere internationally unless it's absolutely, you know, necessary.
All right, 15 past the hour, the late great Jeffrey Epstein and his reputation, his entourage, his lifestyle rearing its ugly head again with somebody who's still alive. We'll talk about that in a moment here on the DJV program.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America that answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein is dead, but not so much as the wake, if you will, of his performances. And so now, a couple of things here, ladies. His victims fund has paid out $121 million to 150 people. So what's the... He had a lot of more money than that. Where'd the money go? Didn't he have a lot more money than that?
Seems well, his brother, I think, is still the beneficiary of his estate.
Where'd they get the $121 million then to pay these?
Well, it's from his it's from his money, but I'm not sure if prosecutors set this up or. But if this was administered, I mean, look, it's better than nothing because right. You know, when a guy dies, what are the chances that you're going to get any money? So it's a lot better than nothing. But yeah, I don't know if they're going. They can't press criminal charges against the estate. You know, you're basically
saying, once you take the money,
right.
The money. That's it. You sign off. That's it. Goodbye.
Right.
Meanwhile, there's a woman named Virginia. Is it Griffin? How do you pronounce it?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
She's suing Prince Andrew for his involvement in some weekend.
She's the young girl who's 17. She has the picture with Randy Andy and his arm is around her. And then he denied in that interview that he completely made everything worse. He denied that he ever met her and then he was sweating. And she said that he was sweating. And then he said he had a sweating disorder at the time that prevented him from sweating. And then it was like the worst. All of England was just like, it was a facepalm moment. It was just horrible. Virginia's not messing around anymore.
Yeah, and it's not like she had one instance. There were three occasions in London, in New York, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
When you look at this, the history of this guy and the people connected to him, so what I'm wondering is why somebody hasn't taken a shot at Bill Clinton yet, because he was up to his Mickey in a lot of this stuff.
Well, we don't know. What we do know is he is not on any of the flight records, which doesn't mean anything, but the only person who has been an eyewitness. One of the security guards down on that pedophile island says that he saw Bill Clinton down there. He didn't say he did anything wrong, but he said he saw him there. Clinton denies that.
Flying the flag of America. 21 after the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time now for us to delve into what's trending. Jay Kirshner is on top of that every day. Every moment of her life is devoted to figuring out what's going on social media when she's not taking care of her son, Mac, or her husband. Meanwhile, the trending story about Karens. Is there one Karen in the focus here or a bunch of Karens? And maybe you ought to explain again, just for the people who are unwashed, what a Karen is, Jay.
No, I don't like the use of Karen. I will not explain what it is.
Oh, thank
you. We should stop using it.
Really?
Just call people jerks. Just say that they're being ridiculous. I feel bad for people who are actually named Karen.
Who are named Karen.
And the Kyle.
How did that get started? That's a great question, actually. Do you either of you know how it be? There was one woman who was that got into trouble that was a Karen, right?
Well, there's always some kind of name that you use when you want to discuss a certain type of person. Like whenever I'm talking about the unidentified relative before I had kids who would always be pestering me about when I was going to have children, I'd always call it Aunt Brenda. I don't have a real life Aunt Brenda, but that was always the name I used. And I guess maybe just more people were using Karens. I'm not sure who first started it, but then you have the male equivalents, which were Kyle and there was another one.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Anyway, that's not the point of the story.
No.
There's a woman who went viral because of a video. She had a big issue with a flag that her neighbor was flying in their yard and kind of went crazy over it.
Was it an American flag?
No, it was a Tigger flag. She was triggered by Tigger, as in Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
What? The woman had a problem with that?
Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
Yeah. From Winnie the Pooh. She thought it was tacky and it made the neighborhood look tacky and she wanted it removed. And the neighbor who actually owned it, all of this was captured on her Nest camera. And she remained very calm when speaking with this neighbor. And the neighbor was like, you know, I didn't say anything about the overgrown shrubs and I haven't said anything about your backyard. You do have an American flag and that's nice. But this one, it's just, I have to say something. It's tacky. It makes our neighborhood looked tacky. There are rules. And the one neighbor who owns the flag was like, we don't have a homeowners association. What are you talking about rules? And she's like, well, I know there's rules somewhere, and I don't feel like having to go find them out. So just remove it.
See you later.
People need to get a life.
It was pretty ridiculous. And
wow.
Then it went viral. And the neighbor apparently hasn't come back to the flag neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. Every time she just sees her driving past, she's mouthing the words, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So the neighbor who had a temper tantrum and was triggered by Tigger keeps apologizing.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, how tacky are you that you need a Tigger flag on your yard? But okay, it's America, and you're allowed to be tacky, because America's awesome at being tacky. So that's one thing. But, like,
also,
there's no... I mean, that's...
demand something tacky being removed. It's like the whole
Chug thing. Oh, of course,
thing.
Yeah.
If you comment on how Chuggy somebody is, you therefore are Chug, too.
I do like calling out Chuggy stuff, though.
I listen to the two of you or the three of you, and the three of you, Jennifer and Jay and Victoria, talking. I just listen. I don't even know what they're talking about half the time. But here we go. All right, here's the sad story of Jane Withers. Apparently passed away. She was a child star, right?
Yeah, one of the child stars back in the 30s and 40s, mm-hmm. really big in the 30s. She had a lot of unnamed parts in the early 30s, but then got her big rise to fame when she played opposite Shirley Temple in Bright Eyes. Jane Withers was the bully. There was like that famous spoiled girl doll stealing scene. And then she had a bunch of her own leading lady childhood films. She was 95 years old. The cause of death wasn't addressed, but I mean, 95. She had a nice little life.
She was in a movie with James Dean. If you saw a picture of her, you would recognize her instantly. He's one of those people that you just, you know, you look at her. Oh, yeah, I remember her.
Yeah,
I remember actually.
Voice work too.
Well, she, yeah, but she had that, the same face as a child. She sort of kept it through her life. And that was one of the things. What I find interesting is there are so many of these character actors that we all know immediately. We don't remember their names, but you look at them, oh, yeah.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 12,000 people in 8 California counties are under wildfire evacuation orders from the Dixie Fire. The Dixie Fire, the second largest in California's history, was threatening Indian Valley homes Monday night. The fire has burnt more than 482,000 acres. New U.S. sanctions have been dropped against the leader of Eastern European country, Belarus. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The White House is levying new sanctions against allies of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on the one-year anniversary of his disputed re-election. The Treasury Department announced sanctions Monday against 23 people and 21 entities that are linked to the regime and the violent crackdown on protesters following last year's elections. The statement also cited the forced landing of a passenger aircraft passing through Belarus's airspace so that police could arrest a prominent opposition journalist as justification for the new sanctions. Lukashenko said Monday at a press conference there was no need for sanctions as he was ready to negotiate with the West.
USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Ivy League school Princeton University in New Jersey is offering a new course this semester titled Black Lives Matter and pushes the critical race theory. Former professor at Princeton, Dr. Carol Swain, tells Fox News, "This is un-American, and what you can read to understand the views of CRT and what's wrong with it."
Critical race theory was around, it's been around for decades, but what we do know is that it did not stay on the university campuses, that it has permeated every sector of our society, and we know the harmful effects of taking that dangerous ideology that divides Americans into the K through 12 classrooms. And so I think that we now see that there needs to be a reckoning with universities, especially those that are turning out the future leaders of tomorrow, the Ivy League schools, where the graduates dominate our society. And we need to stop selecting Supreme Court justices almost exclusively from that environment. And while I have your audience, I'd like to point out that I have a new book on critical race theory that offers strategies on how to fight back. It explains what it is, where it came from, how it impacts our society, why it's un-American. It runs counter to our Constitution, and we don't have to stand for it. And the book is Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's off this week. I was going through a study of the number of bugs that we eat. That is, bugs in the air. Bugs that go into your body through your mouth when you're asleep, through your nostrils, through your eyes. It's really pretty amazing. You have any idea how many bugs you ladies eat in the course of a day?
In the course of a day? I always thought it was like some 8 to 10 a year. So you're saying although one bug flew up my nose yesterday, it got stuck. I had trouble getting it out. That was very uncomfortable.
Oh. Yeah. It's probably more like 8 or 10, maybe a dozen a night, depending on how often.
Oh, you mean the kind like that are on your pillow?
Yeah, yeah.
Depending
on how often you change your pillowcases or wash the my pillows, we always talk about, and wash them and dry them. The reason you do that is because you got to get rid of those bugs that get in. Even if you put, like most people, I have pillowcases in my pillows, but I also have those wraps that you put around a pillow and it zips up So the stuff that's in there.
The pillow protector. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And they still don't keep those bugs from crawling into your nose, into your mouth, all over. And there are other places that they do go.
Are they a good source of protein?
It depends on which end of your body they enter, I guess, as much as anything else. So, anyway, just a little food for thought to get you thinking about what's going on in the world, folks. America is trying to reopen. There are stadiums full of people going to ball games. Pretty soon they'll be going to football games. There are lots and lots of concerts inside and outside. So people want now to get back to normal. Schools are prepping for students here in my neck of the woods. But what's the new normal? I think we tried to find a new normal before Delta, and folks are feeling pretty good about it. Now, we don't know what the normal is. Are we going to go back to where we were before? No, people are not going to accept that. But what are we going to, as a collective, what are we going to, what are we going to accept? What works? What's smart? Like children in the school buses, for example. Should they wear masks as they travel across town to go to school?
That's the CDC guidance, yes.
Yep.
But it depends on where you are. If it's not mandated, then, you know, I think, and this is where it becomes tough, parents are going to have to tell their kids, you know, well, other families may not make their kids wear a mask, but you have to wear a mask. And then, you know, we know how that usually works.
Well, again,
and then there's
the
bullying. And then there's, it creates all of this ridiculousness when last year, we had mask mandates and the numbers are now right back to where they were at the very peak of COVID. So I don't understand why it was okay. We were okay with kids wearing masks and everybody wearing masks this time last year. I understand we all have fatigue from it.
Yeah.
Well, but I have a lot of friends who are teachers in public and private school in Ohio and D.C. and New York and New Jersey, and they never had any issues. Parents weren't banging on the door saying, okay, I don't want my kid to wear a mask. Some parents were, but by and large, parents were very, you know, they went along with it. And now it's just becoming governors are getting involved. And, you know, the thing that really bugs me, we're talking about Texas. Texas, you know, we were talking about in Austin, that area, they have such an overflow there of COVID cases that they had to activate the emergency response system. Well, Governor Abbott of Texas is now appealing to out-of-state medical teams to come help Texas. Well, he's also the same governor who is going to fine people for mask mandates. Hmm. And in Houston and Dallas, the school districts have imposed mask mandates for students and staff. And basically they're saying, well, then fine. The governor's orders are defied. Let them come sue us. But we've got a major problem here. And now he's asking the Pentagon, he's asking other states, oh, can you come and help Texas? Oh, well, I thought you guys were so great, Texas. Come on.
Let's hear it for the greatness. All right, so speaking of governors, what's the latest on Governor Cuomo? Apparently, Roberta Kaplan, who is the chairwoman of the anti-harassment group Time's Up, tried to help Cuomo to discredit an accuser. And she's been caught with her hand in the cookie jar, I guess, so she's gonzo. So what's the latest with him in terms of who's standing up, what his fate is? I don't think there's been anybody who is telling him to resign that's not telling him to resign still.
Yeah, the legislative committee that's in charge of deciding whether they're going to impeach him or not, they expect to review. They're in the process of reviewing evidence of the sexual harassment allegations. They expect to finish up within a few weeks. He shows no signs of stepping down on his own. And one of his accusers, Brittany Commisso, has gone public for the first time detailing her interactions with him, and she's doubling down on her accusations. So this is just going to, you know, I think it's probably going to come down to, if they're going to impeach him, how fast can they do it? That's number one, because in New York, it is notoriously difficult it's like impeaching a president. It's a whole long process. Now, in California, we know they pop it up on a ballot and there's a recall. California, it's sort of relatively easy to recall. And now to move over to Governor Newsom, he actually may be in greater danger of getting recalled than previously thought. Counties are preparing to send out the ballots to registered voters ahead of the September 14th special election, and polls are showing that a majority of California voters oppose the recall effort, but those who support it are much more enthusiastic about replacing him.
Yeah,
if you don't really care if Newsom gets recalled, or you don't care enough and you're not going to vote, you may end up losing Newsom as your governor.
Barry Elder for governor! Really, hooray!
Well, that's for you to say. No, I don't agree with that. But right. But for people who maybe, you know, California can be pretty, like, lackadaisical about stuff. So, you know, they may miss the boat on this and end up having a brand new governor and going, wait, what? What happened? Yeah. So, yeah.
Always, when you have a chance to vote, you go vote.
Yeah.
The fate of Robert Lloyd Schellenberg. You know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He was a Canadian traveling in China for who knows what reason. He was convicted of drug trafficking and now is about to be executed by the Chinese government. There were a lot of people from different parts of the world going in there to try to stop this guy from being executed. But in China, anybody who sells drugs, traffics in drugs, using drugs, you go to jail. But if you're selling them, gonzo. And there's something about, I've said this many times, I think, drug traffickers, rapists, murderers, all of them, those are the people who should be executed quickly. Expedited justice, you're accused, get them into court, find them guilty, and dispatch them. Those are the three crimes that I think most warrant getting rid of the people who have perpetrated them. I'm not much on the death penalty because I don't think it does. People say, oh, well, it'll deter crime. Bunk them. It doesn't deter anything. Whether it's a lesson or whether it's just payback, whatever, in my own mind, I think that that's what to do. However, of course, because I don't like the Chinese government, I'm probably thinking, well, maybe this guy should get another chance. Who knows? But there's no tolerance over there. That's the point, I think, among many things. As far as drug trafficking, why are you going to China in the first place now, these days? I've been there.
A lot of people do business in China.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that should stop too, right? According to my philosophy, anyway. Here's the Department of the Interior approving a sports betting deal for the Florida Seminole Indians. How about that? The Seminole Tribe will operate sports betting and add roulette and craps tables to their 7 Florida casinos. So the state, of course, doing this to help out the Indians, will get $20 to $30 billion over the next 30 years. This is income and taxes and that sort of thing. So apparently this was pushed through by Governor DeSantis. Good way to get a few more votes, right? Am I being too cynical about that, or is that kind of... somebody will take a shot.
No, that's going to bring... that doesn't matter what party the governor is. That brings in a lot of income into the state. Like, in New Jersey, we passed sports betting a couple years ago, and the first year it was like, $25 million or something.
What'd they do with the money? Where'd it go?
Well, it first of all, you don't raise taxes, and when you bring in that much money, you're not raising taxes on other things like the gas tax hasn't gone up. There are other things like that; it offsets it. But sure, I mean, that any governor who can make a deal like that, and especially because it's sports betting, it's not that controversial, right? So
do you bet on anything?
I don't, but my husband does.
Jay, do you bet on anything?
No. No, I'm more of a go to the casino and play roulette kind of person. That's about as far as I go.
You do slot machines and stuff like that?
No, no slots.
No slots. All right. That's all I do when I'm there. A couple of bucks in the slot machine, kiss it goodbye. But the reality is when you're doing it, you're feeling, wow, okay, I'm going to win. And what am I going to do with all that money? Fabulous. The DJV download... trending is the story of the Spears family again, day after day after day. Apparently, our focus with Jamie Lynn Spears sharing that video of herself being comforted by her 3-year-old daughter. What a weird thing. Weird.
That was weird.
Yeah.
What if she was drunk? That was weird.
The notice of Marky Post passing away at the age of 70, we talk about that. Jim Belushi filing divorce from his wife. The ladies were happy to talk about what a pig he is. And then Henry Winkler calls a childhood crush on her birthday. We talk about him and what a wonderful guy he is. So there's that and lots of other things covered in our podcast every day. The download is at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Forget about our Zodiac Magic podcast, an exclusive podcast featuring astrologer Laura Banks, talking about what happens this week. Every week we have a day-by-day approach to what things are going on in the stars that may affect you. New projects getting started this week. That's kind of a cool thing for you to be doing. Plus, we have psychic scout Mary O'Malley, who comes on to explain in this particular podcast how spirit communicates with her and how she gets her messages. So if you want to have, if you're into that sort of thing, I am. I found this stuff fascinating. That's why we're doing this podcast. I hope you will as well. Listen to the podcast. Go to ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, or you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. The HBO film, remember this from last year, Chernobyl? I watched a little of it. It was too tough.
I didn't watch it. I couldn't.
It was tough, tough, tough. Well, now the Russians have decided that they're going to tell the story their way, and apparently Netflix scooped up the story. It's called Chernobyl 1986. The HBO film focused on the Soviet system and how it failed. The Russian film focuses on how wonderfully well they did to make the catastrophe not as bad as it might have been. Anyway, so there's another point of view, but Netflix takes the Russian side and HBO takes the other side. I guess that's what we'd call it. Interesting, hopefully. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time for us to cue in with Dr. Jack Stockwell again. DJV Health on the air. Dr. Jack is in Salt Lake City. His clinic is a fixture in the community. And I'm thinking about all the smoke, all of the things coming from the California fire. How is that affecting you? How is that affecting the city? How is that affecting your clients and your patients? And the temperature is also going through the roof this week there, too, isn't it?
Well, it's hanging around. It's just under 100, but it's going to hang around there for the rest of the week. But no one here in the state has ever seen anything like this. And that Dixie fire is only about 20% contained, but the wind directions are going to change. And they said in the next 2 days, we might finally be able to see down the street. This, you would think the fire was right next door.
Really?
Honestly, you'd think the fire was right here in the valley. This smoke is so thick. And part of the problem is that a lot of the material, the smoke material, is down to a particulate of a level of 2.5 microns.
What does that mean?
That means it is so small that it not only gets into your lungs when you breathe it, it will get across the alveoli into the bloodstream.
All right, let me ask you, let's go back to COVID for a minute. When you talk, so we get some relative comparative understanding.
Sure.
When you talk about the masks that are used by people, you have been critical because most of them don't do anything anyway or don't do what's necessary. But there is one that you can wear that particulates out to 1 micron. I don't remember the brand name, but I know you talked about it. Is that something that should be, you know, you just wonder as you go ahead, are we going to, as part of living in America or living in the age that we're living in, are we going to have to wear masks all the time?
Well, the downside
about
wearing
COVID is, look at this.
Yeah. Well, this will eventually clear out. They'll eventually get the fire out. And
no, but I'm talking about in the presence of it while it's there, not necessarily It'll go from one thing to another. It's COVID this week, it's a fire next week. So people just say, okay, well, COVID is, wear a mask.
No, yeah, the hype on COVID isn't going to go away. So even though the smoke, even though there might be an actual practical reason to wear a mask, especially here in this valley, and well, most of the state, for the particulate matter of the smoke, you know, it'll go away, but the whole political aspect of COVID is not going to go anywhere.
But because you've said that you don't think wearing a mask is practical for
COVID.
Doug,
it's not
COVID
just me. It's hundreds of specialists around the world.
I understand.
They're worthless.
But
the psychological damage is worse than anything else.
What I'm focused on, though, is what the damage would be from an individual incident like this fire and the smoke and the stuff that's in the air. Should we be wearing a mask to deal with that?
Well, especially anybody that's got respiratory problems of any kind. Absolutely. And so that's on the news constantly, you know. Regardless, they don't say regardless of how you feel about COVID. They just say, listen, you shouldn't be outside without some serious filtration mask. And
what?
Because it gets down to 2 microns, it's the N95 is the one that they normally push as the ultimate filtration mask, but it is so limiting in the ability to get air through it. It has a dangerous side effect of its own. So
what other things, COVID aside, what other elements in the air or what other circumstances would lead you to believe that wearing a mask was smart? What other kinds of circumstances?
Any time you're in an abnormal atmospheric condition, we have dust storms out here. And because we're in the desert, I mean, there's parts of Salt Lake that, you know, and parts of Utah that look like a rainforest because they're way, way up high, you know, 11,000 feet in the mountains.
Right.
But down here in the valley, the lowest part, this is the basin area. The Great Salt Lake, the reason it's the way it is because it's the bottom of the bathtub from far, way over in Nevada to way over in Colorado. We are the lowest point, and everything drains this direction, air as well as water.
Well, that's what I meant.
If it didn't hit the Colorado River, it's going to move in this direction, especially the air. And when the air gets still and the winds move from a totally different direction, you can get an awful lot of crap blowing around in the air that you don't necessarily want to breathe in. It's part of desert living, for that matter.
Yeah. All right, so that's what I wanted to sort of clarify. Here's something else to think about when it comes to clarification. People ask all the time, when you say calitrin will help you lose weight and keep it off, what do you mean by that? And I think, okay, what's the better way of me saying you keep the weight off? What's another way of saying that? You won't gain weight again. There are lots of simplistic ways of looking at how you take care of yourself. This may be the simplest way for you to get the 86% of the people who use this keep weight off their bodies. After you've gone through a lot of work to lose weight, now keeping it off can be a challenge. Not so if you're using Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural. And right now, if you use the DJV code this week, they're a huge sale. The package includes $30 off and 2 free months. Check it out online at toploss.com. Check out with the code DJV.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.